In a narrow Lahore street, a family remembers better times. In April this year, their daughter Bushra took her two children, Zubair, aged 5, and Saima, aged 3, and walked out in front of a moving train. All because she could not afford to feed her family, casualties of Pakistan's dire economic situation. On some days, they couldn't even afford to buy food. This is Bushra just after her marriage to Ramzan, a welder by trade, and his wage just did not cover their living expenses. Ramzan, overcome by grief, left the city. Her father, Mohammed, recalls the day he heard.
I was at home when the phone call from the police came. I was shocked. I nearly fainted. I have already lost 3 of my children due to illness and now this.
As he goes on, it's almost too much for his wife.
I wish Bushra would have spoken to me. I would have given her everything I could, but we are poor. Only God looks out for us. I have lost so much, and all because things are so bad for us financially.
When Al Jazeera visited Mohammed's house, it had been thrust into darkness. Electricity blackouts, an almost hourly occurrence. Despite the hardships, like many in Pakistan, he tries as best he can to make a living. He sells onions. On a good day, he can make $1. On a bad day, nothing. Bushra left a suicide note, her dying wish that she and her children be buried in the family plot and to be forgiven for any mistakes. Mohammed tries to come by the cemetery as often as he can, but with so little time left after trying to earn a wage, it's getting more difficult. One can only imagine the desperation it takes to lift 2 children up into your arms and walk out in front of a moving train. Now, there's no real evidence on how many poverty-related suicides that there are, but as the global economic meltdown gets worse, perhaps Pakistan is likely to see more cases such as Bushra's. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Lahore.